how you guys doing? And then like and I know some of the Fruvus virgins in the audience, like people who've never seen us before,
might be a little shocked.
Well, like not shocked, but you know, it gets tiring, frankly. You're just seeing a bunch of new songs. You've never heard these songs before.
It's true that you have to build up your endurance.
You know who my favorite band is?
No, is this relevant?
Well, no, but I felt like saying so. No, my favorite band? Talking Heads. Remember that?
Yeah.
Sure. I know, some of the old folks like myself remember Talking Heads. But first time I ever saw Talking Heads, I'd never heard of them before. It was 1980. Ooh. And
it's been a little hard to take.
Well, that was my point. I don't really know what the point is. I was just going to say that the first time I saw them, and then, like, it got, you know, the whole thing, and David Byrne was going crazy, and it blew me away, but I got tired. It was like, I'm listening to 2 hours of music, and I don't know any of the songs.
Right.
So I think, essentially what I'm getting at is, I think we should quit.
It's funny, I went to my first concert with Bobby Sherman, and I didn't have the same experience at all. It was just a... I'm taking the sunshine right out of the shade. So here's a little story about what can happen. Now, we all grew up in a suburb of Toronto called Thornhill.
Stoner song.
It's a total stoner song, man.
All our songs are stoner songs. I thought people knew that.
It's not even a stoner song. People think my mom thought it was a stoner song. I had to straighten her out on that.
Because stoners aren't really involved with coke, which is what the song's about.
Behind the public school, there's the football field, and beyond that is the ravine. And this was like every public school in our suburb had a ravine behind it. And that was always the place where the nefarious teenagers went down to hang out. When you're a kid, the teenager is a grown-up. And they went down there, they'd neck, and they'd smoke, and they'd carve their initials in the tree forts and all this kind of stuff.
So the nefarious teenagers being a gang at the time.
That's right, the MTs, they call themselves.
They'd steal Hot Wheels and do all bad stuff.
Let's go beat up the Catholics.
So anyway, here's a song that takes place in a ravine, you know. You never know, the moral of the thing is you never know what you're going to find down in the ravine. It might be ragweed, it might be teenagers, or it might be, fictional. Ravine the Impossibilist. So here's what it goes. It's called The Present Tense Tureen.